something. I think, like, this is the indie wake-up call, I swear to God. But, you know, we had to change it a little bit. It is my birthday week. It's ours birthday month, too. The cancers are in charge today. And I got Nyson in here, and we're going to hear what's going on with them. They brought a ton of records, and I told them, I could tell they were nervous, like, what about this one? Is this one okay? That one? I'm like, I don't care. You're up. But after Fatback Band, Yum Yum, Give Me Some, and then let's see what happens in here. Well, happy birthday week, Cindy.
Thank you. I know.
Birthday week? You should turn it into a birthday month.
It's a festival. Yeah, we try. But yeah.
Well, Disco Funk Week, that's my kind of festival. So definitely.
Yeah, like when you said you wanted to come in on this day, I'm like, you can come. I say no to a lot of people like that week. You guys can come.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you.
Well, so what do we have coming up?
Oh, we've got some awesome vinyls. So Justin and I are here from Nyson.
Right.
And you've got the first one.
Yeah, sorry. I have been talking about you all morning. Yes, okay. So you're going to do a bit of a takeover here.
Yeah, we brought some vinyls from our collection.
I have a very cool album called Peaches and Cream.
Peaches and Herb.
Oh, Peaches and Herb. Oh, that's Snoop's album. Sorry. Peaches and Herb. And the first song I'm playing is called, I think, Love It Up Tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, sick. But we're loving it up this morning.
All right, what else? What's going to come up after that?
Then we've got a Quincy Jones track, which is awesome. It's called Stuff Like That. It's got Ashford and Simpson on it. If anyone knows the band Stuff, with all kinds of like session players back in the 70s, it's got all of them on it. Just a great,
funky bop dance song.
All right, well, we're going to get to it, and then we're going to play some more music, and then we're going to play some new music from you.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Coming up hour two, Indie Wake Up Call. Let's go. Woo.
some Quincy Jones and Ashford Simpson on there. We've got more tunes coming up.
But we want to talk to everybody about a show we got coming up. It is at Broom Factory on this Saturday. If you haven't got your tickets, get them.
Yeah, July 26th. It's Us Nice On with the Sunshine Makers. They're a great band coming in all the way from London/Toronto.
And their vibe is amazing, let me tell you. It's like R&B, soul, funk. I love these guys. Yeah. I just listened to their song called Empathy. I think it's an older tune. Mm-hmm. Great song. Very psychedelic, their tunes, I find.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they have a new one on their new album they just dropped called The Sun Still Shines, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Man, such a vibe.
But yeah, we got more tunes coming up this hour.
We got Diana coming up.
We've got some Diana Ross.
Oh my God.
Come on, you can't lose.
Did you see her at the Met Ball again?
Oh no, I didn't.
Oh my God, again. Like, again.
Never quits.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
That Met Ball was amazing.
It was so good. Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. And we got some Diana. And who knows? Like, you guys are like, what next? I'm like, it's live. Like, we can.
Yeah.
We can just.
We'll do it live.
Take some directions. We get to your new song very soon. But yeah, Diana's up on deck, guys. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You wake up call.
get it. Feel the funk, y'all. Let it flow.
Oh my god! And all right, I loved how you hit the button and just went so good. Hey. So it was a direct drive Techniques 1200 turntables. Love them so much, and they do stop on a quarter turn like that. Yeah. Every time.
Can't mess it up.
Makes me want to be a DJ.
Yeah, it's fun until your beats don't match up, and then your dance floor ends. Everybody runs away. It's like I call it the Moses. Actually,
parting the rhythm.
Yeah, so those happen. You know, all my old school DJs know what that's about anyway. Here we go. Got my friends from Nyson in here today, and we're going to play a new track from you.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, just as I may interrupt for a second, where did you make this song? When did you make this song? All that stuff.
Everywhere and all the time.
And all at once. No. No, actually, the opposite of all at once. So we've been experimenting with tons of different recording methods. So the next tracks that we've got coming out, a little album coming out soon as well.
We tell secrets here.
It's a secret.
All right, don't tell everyone.
Single coming out tomorrow is called Adonis, and we've been doing this all kind of separate tracking styles. So we've been doing mostly just layering and overdubs on top of each other, and it definitely sounds different than some of the older stuff, especially the EP, which was all live off the floor. So it's been fun. I think we're gonna try and like marry both worlds for the next stuff.
Well, I was just gonna say that too. Like, I think people love us for our live stuff, but I think when we do it this way, we're able to layer so many things past how many musicians we have.
Mm-hmm. When is it done? When does the layering stop?
It's hard to know.
Yeah, it's a hard
long
line.
Track. But you must be saying to like, guys, we gotta play this live, right?
Yeah. Well, we have lots of songs that we have live versions of.
Yeah.
And then we play it differently in the studio. So like doing it in the studio this way allows us to have some other stuff on it that maybe we would love to put in the song, but we can't do it with all of us live.
Don't get us wrong. Just like a stand-up comedian in small clubs, like we have to play it live to see if it works, what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah.
But yeah, ultimately the studio and the way we're doing it now helps us be, I think, like ultimately creative as much as we can.
Yeah, and fans, they listen to Liam Gallagher. They're like, don't expect the song to sound the same live. Yeah, he says it differently. But yeah, I think that's what's fun about it too. But I like that a larger band like yourselves also does this. Like, 'cause we get this from two-piece bands all the time. Like, it's not the same. Like, we do in the studio.
Because it can't be.
It can't be. But I like hearing that some of the larger bands out there too have the same kind of play.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a different medium, so it's fun to play with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, I think... if we all had octopus arms, then, I think every big band, okay, maybe I'm generalizing, but every big band wants to be bigger. That's why they're big, I think. That's, you know what I mean? If they can employ all the world's musicians and make a giant tune with 400 billion harmonies, then we would do it, you know?
All right, well, you're going to play some more tunes for us. But we want to hear Adonis. We want to hear it right now.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming in, guys. We got more music from you coming up, but yeah, let's go with some Adonis right now on Indie Wake Up Call.
Something real. Tell me how you feel. Ooh, I love it when you look at me like that. Confidence of steel. But if there's a bone, spin me on the ground. Ooh, push and pull into the percussion. Don't you let me down. You
Yeah.
feel it's kind of criminal to talk over this right now. Yeah, we're going to do it. Prince. Oh,
so good. I mean, I know you played some Prince already earlier, but I'm like, what was that track you played right before this Prince track?
I don't know.
It's like 300 million songs.
It was some kind of like disco-y, like upbeat sounding track, and we were going to play some Average White Band. I'm like, Prince.
It was Hot by Roy Ayers, right?
Oh, yes, it was Roy Ayers. Yeah.
He had different sounds. Like, that was a very 80s. Some producers got in there and changed him up.
Totally. And rest in peace, Roy Ayers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Lost from this year.
You guys are such old souls.
Oh, we are.
Who's responsible for this?
My parents, for me, probably. Yeah. My mom, like, I grew up in a house with Kool and the Gang and James Brown and, like, everything playing around Ohio Players.
Ugh. Mine would be dead generations of my family, for sure.
Yeah. Thanks again for coming into the show and playing some great tracks, and let us know about your show again. You've got to tell everybody where to be this weekend.
So, tomorrow you can stream Adonis, our new single. That's the Nice On single. It's called Adonis. You can find it all streaming platforms tomorrow, Friday. And you can come hear us play it live at our show on Saturday, July 26th at the Broom Factory. We're going to be playing with the Sunshine Makers, and it's going to be a dance party. So
can't wait to party with them.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I like to talk about September a lot because that's a big month. It's a big month. It's a different kind of month, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have anything in the fire for September?
We do. We're actually playing at Parsons Brewing with Sunshine Makers again at the end of September. I think it's September 29th. Don't quote me. Okay. And it's their Oktoberfest party. So that's going to be a fun show.
I mean, obviously, there's tons of summer left, and we want to see these summer shows, but I don't know what it is. Like, I just
it's
like
still warm in September.
I love those nights. I love those nights. Okay. So, I mean, you're like me. You brought, like, so much music.
There's so many more albums.
We can keep going all day.
Yeah.
What are we listening to right now?
Oh, well, this is Larnell Lewis, Canadian guy, amazing drummer. It's called Coconuts. Okay. It's I got him to sign it when he was recently at the Grand Theater.
Why don't you have a show here? Why aren't you on the radio here with all of your nerdiness? I know.
Me and Jordan have talked about it, actually.
Oh, my God, you guys. Like,
as musicians go, like something. Ugh.
It's good. Okay. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so we'll get some more songs in, but you guys are always welcome in here.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like thanks for having us so much.
I trust you.
This is so fun, honestly, because like I do kind of wish that I had a shadow radio host life, so coming in here is always really fun.
Anytime. Always. Everybody knows that. You come in and you wake up all hang out.
As a drummer, you made me feel like a front man today, so I appreciate it.
My heart.
All right, well, thanks.
And you can't tell from behind the scenes, but we've all been up and dancing this whole time.
I hope you are
at home at 2.
No sitting, yeah. I wonder, people are like, what happened at any wake-up call? I'm like, good things. But we will be back next week because we've got Oceaga that weekend. We've got to talk about Wolf Island Music Fest. McKinnon's coming up. Lots of things are happening, so stick around. We've got some guests coming in next week, as always. We'll keep you posted. Watch us on Instagram, and thanks again. Nice on. They love you guys.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled Indie Wake Up Call next Thursday. Or will we? Oh my God. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been a lot of fun. And yeah, stick around next week. Indie Wake Up Call. Indie Wake Up Calls every weekday morning. So whatever. Tune in. We got Coasting coming up at 10 o'clock. But we're going to end with some Stevie. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Everyone's feeling pretty.